Join the Hard Line and the rest of the Ticket Guys on ice this Thursday at the Dr. Pepper Star Center in Frisco for the CCOI Girl Goalie Tryouts on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Come around.
It is 5:12. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line. Probably what we should do is begin to ponder the looming specter of the ranch report with Mickey Spagnuolo, which will be coming up at 5:30 or so. But first, we must get into the halftime, the tunage, and the big controversy surrounding the halftime.
First, we were speculating on the streaker, how he did it.
Right.
Well, he's talked to reporters.
Oh, he has?
Yes.
Who are the TV people here?
Channel 11's here. So the streaker says that he had planned his Super Bowl streak for weeks. He purchased an authentic game official's outfit complete with hat, socks, shoes, whistle, and penalty flags on the internet.
Wow.
He then cut the uniform in pieces and had a seamstress put it back together with Velcro. Okay? He bought a front row ticket to the game, and he had his Velcro referee's outfit underneath his regular clothes. He says just before the second half was about to begin, security looked away, he ripped off his clothes, scaled the wall, and headed for the field.
Now that's bad. If
how did they not see that? Scale the wall.
I like your idea better. It would've been a lot easier just to blend in with those workers and volunteers during halftime.
He said he casually walked to midfield, granted a few players with a hello, granted
them some wishes.
Then ripped off his referee's outfit, revealing his G-string.
Genius.
The goal, he said, was to take the football and score a touchdown. He says, but when I got out there, there was no way I was going to get past those football players. Now that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Wonder what they, because he was advertising some kind of website.
GoldenPalace.com?
No, that wasn't it. Was it? I don't know.
Yeah, it's some online gambling website or something.
Wonder what they paid him to do that, because he didn't do this for free. I mean, somebody is going to pay him cash money to do it and taking care of legal expenses.
Yeah, they always pay legal bills. They said that on HBO.
I think it's the same one that gets all the boxers to do it. I think it's GoldenPalace.com.
We should have done that.
And on this, at the top of his back, it said Super Bowl. And then below it, it said Golden Palace. He did it.
Yes, he did do it. All right. Then came, or actually, I guess before that, came the halftime show in the pregame. Where do you want to start with this? Got a couple words about the pregame?
Well, it was, did you watch the pregame? Did you guys see Aerosmith and Toby Keith?
Yes, and Willie Nelson. And Willie Nelson has had it.
There's no question.
Did he mail it in?
He has had it.
They lip-synced, Danny. Toby Keith and Willie Nelson were lip-syncing. Because Willie kept backing away from the mic, yet you could hear every word he was saying like it was a constant level. And that was impossible. There's no way they could make that happen.
What'd they sing, Boot in Your Ass?
Toby Keith did Who's Your Daddy or something. Do they have one called Who's Your Daddy?
I didn't recognize.
Is that a song, Psycho? Something about Who's Your Daddy?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
And then they did Good Hearted Woman together.
Yeah.
Which Toby Keith led the whole way.
Right.
Willie just kind of chipped in whenever he felt like it.
Well, Willie did his part on it. It was a very perfunctory performance by him. I hope he's got something a little bit better than that in him these days. If he doesn't, he needs to give it up.
They trotted him out there because that's about as
Texas.
Big as you get.
Because that's Texas.
Right.
Texas.
It was either him or ZZ Top.
Oh,
and
God.
I can't believe ZZ Top wasn't out there.
They've already done it.
They've
already done the Super Bowl.
No.
All right, so here comes Aerosmith, who seemingly does it just about every year.
Their default.
I don't have a problem with it, because they're always good.
And they were playing live.
That was live.
And they roll out the old them classic, Baby Please Don't Go, and Dream On.
Where did that come from? Baby Please Don't Go.
I don't know.
Probably a staple they've done for years.
A lot of bands are starting to play that. Petty plays that these days.
Yeah.
And then it's national anthem time, and for that they roll out that Beyonce.
What's wrong with her?
Hot?
Yes.
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 Damn hot.
Don't overrate her.
Shut up.
I'm not. I don't know. I am not a fan of the blonde system. Under any circumstances.
She wears it well, though.
Yeah, she does.
You know what? She
does.
Did a good job with that.
Yeah, she did. She did a good job with the national anthem.
Because most sisters, it looks shocking. It looks really out of place. But on her, it's natural.
Yeah.
She
did.
This is fine.
And she did a good job with the national anthem. All right, so halftime rolls. I mean, didn't you think, Grego? Did you like that?
Is she fine?
I want to know who the dude was that was singing that song about the astronauts when they had the fake moon. They had the guy dressed
Anybody
up.
Anybody know who that was?
Was his name something? Josh Grogan?
Yeah,
is that
like
it?
That.
He looked like an alien to me.
We didn't know who he was.
Astronaut.
We speculated that all he did was space shuttle theme songs. That was his bit. But we were probably wrong.
NASA doesn't get things together. You can probably make a living doing that.
All right, so then comes the halftime show. And this has got to be the sparest Super Bowl halftime show that they've had in years. I mean, it's like they didn't even try. They just grabbed a bunch of guys, threw them up there and said, okay, get up there and do half of a song. And then we'll take another random guy, get him up there, have him do half of a song. And just go from there.
Two pretty big names in the music industry. And Janet Jackson and that Justin Timberlake. I mean, those are pretty big names.
All right, but before that, it starts with Jessica Simpson.
Well, she had that was a very minor role, wasn't it? All she did was scream.
That's it.
Who follows with the montage of people trying to encourage the young of this land, the docile and indifferent youth of this land, to vote.
I don't want the young people to vote because they're idiots.
Well, she told Houston that that they should choose to party, I believe.
Right.
And that was pretty much the sum of her contribution to the thing.
You know what? She's overrated as far as good looking. A little overrated. Not saying she's bad, but she's a little overrated.
So then here comes Janet Jackson out, singing her hit of how many years ago?
It was Rhythm Nation. Rhythm Nation, wasn't it? About 12?
Well,
I don't
she
know.
Sang one prior to the Rhythm Nation song, didn't she?
Well, yeah, I know. I mean, okay. It's all for you. That's what I'm talking about. How many years ago was that?
I don't know.
Okay, so anyway, comes out there and does that. Then it's time for the various rap acts. And the first one they ran out, I can't recall his name off the top
of my head. Run DMC, Beastie Boys, Cool G Rap.
No. LL Cool J.
No, Cool G Rap, Master Ace.
No. Jay-Z.
Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, Dr. Dre, all the N.W.A.
Ludacris.
KRS-One.
Right, Snoop Dogg.
Stretch from Naughty by Nature. Nas.
50 Cent.
Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z.
Puff Daddy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's who it was.
Right.
And finally, Grego sets us straight.
50 Cent.
Yeah, the NFL, they thought that they needed to market to the criminal element, so let's get him in
Puff
here.
Daddy is not a criminal.
Oh, my gosh. He
all rappers
criminal.
Are criminals. Corby, you idiot.
He had a handgun. That's all he got arrested for was owning a gun.
Well, he has been in and out of trouble.
He's going to shoot his hose with it. That's what he was going to do.
Right. He's shoot a criminal element. And I thought the NFL was trying to distance from gangsters, but there they are promoting one.
He's not a gangster.
Yes, he is.
He is so innocent, and about a guy.
He has been in trouble several times.
Okay, but he is
several
not.
Several times, but he's got so much money, he can buy his way out of it.
He's not a gangsta of the classic sense. I mean, this guy's pretty well-educated.
All right, here's what I continue to wonder about Puff Daddy. Why is he famous?
You ask this every time.
He is a producer.
What does he do, though?
Well, he played one of his songs.
He steals money from all the artists, like Berry Gordy and Smokey Robinson did in Motown years. That's what he does.
You want to hear him and Nelly doing their little thing? Does that interest you at all?
No, sure. Why not? What the hell?
You didn't like his jacket that he wore?
No, with the fur? No, I didn't like that at all. No. But you know, it figures. I mean, a criminal wearing meek. Yeah, good. You're rocking with the best. Don't be a
And then here comes Nelly riding up in his little car.
Well, this is still Puff Daddy, isn't it?
Well, they said, hey, Diddy, you're so fun. Now, hey, Nelly.
Oh, okay. I thought this was pretty good.
And then it's getting hot in here.
I'm interested in this song only when it's the fake Dave Campo and the fake Jerry.
And now he's singing over his... I mean, obviously this is a recorded track they're playing,
right.
And he's singing over it. So I give him credit for that. At least he's trying. Janet was just dancing around there lip-syncing. So then they roll through this. They roll through another Puff Daddy song. What was it, Kevin?
A Puff Daddy song?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I'm in jail because I'm a criminal. His hit song.
It's one of his famous songs. I guess...
I shoot hoes.
Yeah, I blow my dope away.
Right.
With my Uzi.
That's all they write about. Guns and dope. And I don't remember another Puff Daddy song after this. Was there another one?
Yeah. I don't know. It's Do you have it?
It's at the end of that, yeah. It's at the very end of that thing.
Mm. Okay,
don't
but then it's back to Janet Jackson again. She comes back out wearing this... What was it?
Bustier, if you will.
By the way, Janet Jackson, one of the sexiest women in the past 25 years. No question.
Looked like some leather S&M outfit.
Yeah, it was.
She is stunning. Okay, so she's up there doing her thing, and then out comes Justin Timberlake. Who?
It looks like he just walked out of Old Navy.
I can't wait for his 15 minutes to finally be up.
Grego.
I know.
It ain't going to happen.
It's gonna, yeah, it is. Yes, it will.
And he'll be sooner counting later, his money.
Oh, he's rich. There's no doubt, but he's going to be gone in the next couple of years. I hope.
How many years?
I hope. I don't know. I'm just hoping, Gorby.
I mean,
let me have my hope, okay?
22, 23?
Let me have my hope.
I think Justin Timberlake will be around until he's 35, probably.
No, I so hope he's
got
he's
nothing.
Before then.
I know.
He's got
but
nothing.
But you know what? The morons who listen to him, they have even less.
Well, maybe they will grow out. Yeah, but you know what else they have? They have a very short attention span. And he will go away for a couple of years. Somewhere down the road, and in that interim, they will have had it with him. When he tries to come back, he'll flop. Just like so many others. You know that. Oh, it'll happen, believe me. Anyway, at the end of their thing that he's doing with Janet Jackson...
For those of you that have been under a rock...
Right, he puts his right hand, or puts his hand on her right breast and removes part of that outfit, and all of a sudden, there, at halftime of the Super Bowl... With the whole world. I can go home. I can go home. I'm trying to fight through this. I can go home.
No, no, no. Keep fighting.
With the whole world watching, there is the breastage of Janet Jackson on television.
Encircled by a Chinese throwing star.
Yeah. Why do they have to get ninja equipment out there?
Now, everybody's saying, gee... We're sorry about this. We didn't know anything like this was going to happen. This is a complete and utter accident. That is the biggest bunch of hooey ever. They knew what they were doing. That whole thing was pre-planned.
Coast to coast, border to border. How many times has MTV, Janet Jackson, Super Bowl, halftime, how many times have those words been uttered? So far.
Well, listen to the end
many,
of the song.
Many, many
listen
times.
To the end of the song, and this is what he is saying to her. This is in song. I'm going to have you naked by the end of this song. Boom, he rips it off.
Right.
So, yeah, that wasn't planned.
Now, this happened very quickly. I mean, this lasted about, what, a second? On
yeah.
television before mm-hmm. they got out of there with it. And, of course, it was not referenced by anybody. And if you're watching, you probably had to spend that second doing the old, did I just see what I think I saw thing. But there was no question about it. It was breastage, and it was all there.
CBS says this was done completely without our knowledge. It wasn't rehearsed. It wasn't discussed. This is something we would have never approved. We are angry and embarrassed. MTV, which put on the halftime show, said unrehearsed, unplanned, completely unintentional.
I believe CBS, MTV's lying their ass off.
I believe exactly. Both of them.
I don't.
What? So. Yeah. I mean, would it be such a shock if those two planned it? Just Justin and...
There's no way.
I guarantee you don't have to get very far down the MTV food chain to find somebody that knew about that.
Well, probably so.
Did you see the story on MTV.com that they have since pulled prior to the Super Bowl?
No.
According to her choreographer, he said the dancing is great. She's more stylized. She's more feminine. She's more a woman as she dances this time around. There are some shocking moments in there, too. And
right.
MTV has since pulled that story, claiming that there are going to be some shocking moments that they wouldn't reveal just exactly what they were. They know what they were doing. It was choreographed.
I give MTV credit for that.
Okay, here's...
Everybody, would we be talking about this right now? Would have mentioned, hey, here's what they had, you know, at the halftime. But people are, there's columns being written about it. It's front page headlines on newspapers in every major city across the United States.
I mean, this upstaged...
And they're all saying MTV, MTV Productions.
This upstaged a man running nude out onto the field and being tackled and hauled off by police.
I think it came from Justin Timberlake. I think that he was the genesis of all this. Because who's he in competition with? His ex-girlfriend. They had a dance-off, for goodness sakes, at a club one night. And what did she do? She French kissed another woman on TV, and I think he wanted to upstage her.
Tell you what, he's a little twerp, but boy, he's jiggled up with some quality boobs, hasn't he?
What? Okay, I got a bunch of emails from people who were pissed off, who said, my daughter was watching, my son was watching, to which I responded, like, they're not going to be talking about it at school. I mean, what's the big deal? I don't understand the problem here. I understand it was a little risque or whatever, but you know what? It was a boob with a throwing star on it that was not even in focus. And are people so uptight that they think their kids don't know about stuff like this, that they can shelter them from something like that?
No, I'm sure their kids know about it, but that was a try to shelter them. You're thinking if you're watching the Super Bowl...
Right, I know. I realize that.
You don't have to worry about any nudity.
I'm saying big deal. What's the big deal? Like, if I was a 12-year-old kid and saw that, I'd be like, oh, my God. I'd be on the phone immediately.
I'm streaking right to the bathroom immediately.
And that's all you're going to talk about at school the next day.
And that was the wrong platform for it.
It was the wrong platform, but still, is it that? Did it do that much damage to the psyche of children?
No, it probably didn't do a whole lot of damage to the psyche of kids. It was just the wrong platform for it.
It was funny. It was a stunt. It was just like the lesbian kiss on MTV, which every kid saw, too.
Mm-hmm.
So what's worse to answer to? Mommy, why are the two girls kissing? Or, Mommy, why'd I see the big boob? I mean, what's the difference? It doesn't matter. It's a stunt. And if you can't handle that with your child, then you're a bad parent.
Well, I don't know if you know, it's more the principle of the thing for me.
Don't you see how everything has evolved? No longer can you just have quality, big-time entertainment. They have to one-up everything.
Right.
Everything has to be one-upped. And now they've introduced the boob.
And yeah, if they want to do that at the MTV Music Awards or, you know, at the Grammys or at the Oscars or something like that, fine, do it. Don't do it at the Super Bowl.
You have just as many people watching the Oscars. Practically, it's the second most watched show. So that's okay to do it there, but not at a sporting event? Why?
If there is a more appropriate platform for it, that's a little bit more so than the Super Bowl.
What makes it different?
Because it's on their turf.
It's entertainment.
It's kind of more on their turf.
But that halftime show...
Besides that, I mean, the NFL should not be associated and doesn't want to associate with something like that.
You know, you think
and I don't blame them.
You know, you think if you're watching a football game that you don't have to look at a man's ass running across the 50-yard line and a woman's boob.
Okay, the man's ass was funny.
Ass.
That is funny. The boob was a little bit shocking, but still, at the same time,
I thought it was hard, great entertainment. I've been wanting to see Janet Jackson's boobs for years. I thought it was fantastic, but don't judge it by my perverted ass.
That is part of what you get from watching any of that stuff. Because right now, the Super Bowl is on par with the Grammys and the MTV Music Awards.
It's bigger.
Well, I think it's bigger than the Oscars and the Grammys put together. It is. But as far as like entertainment value, yes, you're going to get that probably from now on. Maybe not nudity, but something. There should be an F-bomb dropped at some point.
Right. And what are you going to do to these entertainers? So, say, hey, no nudity, no cussing. They'll say, okay, how about this? How about I'm not even going to do it? And they're not. You can't tell them what to do.
It's not going to happen every year.
It was a pretty spare halftime show anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm glad MTV's not going to do it next year.
You know what I wish they'd do?
MTV won't do it again until CBS has the rights again.
You know what I wish they'd do?
And then CBS will run them right back in there.
Why can't
the NFL will say, well, you're not going to have MTV do the halftime. And they'll go, yeah, we kind of are.
I just don't understand why they can't do it like they did with YouTube. Pick one group and that's it. And let them go up there and play four songs. And
because every other band wants to lip sync four songs. U2 was the only one who had the balls to go out there and sing it live.
Why don't the Rolling Stones? Why don't they ever do that?
They've turned it down. Remember we
have they really?
About this? Yeah. So did Springsteen last year.
Yeah.
Turned it down.
I can't imagine turning down that platform. I mean, no act is bigger than the Super Bowl. Bruce Springsteen or the Rolling Stones,
yeah, but
they're
they
not
don't
bigger
need
than
it. They just don't need it. They don't
Everybody
care.
Needs that.
No.
Well, Mickey Spagnola can't imagine turning down the platform of the Hardline either. And we're going to extend that to him next with the Ranch Report here on The Ticket.